Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here to my left. And today we've got a guest speaker. We have our son, Kainoa Nunziato Cruz, who is here sitting on my lap. Kainoa, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. He's a little...
He's 11.
That's right. And
too much excitement.
And to his credit, we also just woke him up not too long ago. It's a early morning podcast that we surprised him with.
Yay.
So we're really excited because Kainoa wrote a book. It's called Digestis Now for Kids, and it was just recently published. It is hot off the press.
That's right. I was looking back at our podcast from the past, and it was March of 2016 that we announced that we were going to have a book. It only took us a year and a half. That's not bad.
Not bad for an 11-year-old who's got a busy schedule.
That's right. Do you remember being on that podcast with us? Mm. You don't remember that one from March of 2016? All right, well, there you go. It's been a year and a half, son. It's been quite the journey. Tell us about the journey, son. What was it like for you to go through the process of writing a book?
It was kind of complicated, but...
In what way? Tell us about why it was so complicated.
Probably just because I'm not, like, the best at writing, so it's kind of hard to come up with what to say in the book.
So what did we do? I mean, we tried a lot of different things because this was, you know, this was your idea, you know, a couple years ago. You were like, Mommy, I want to take your book and make it for kids. And we grasped onto it like for dear life because we thought it was such a great idea. But we tried a lot of different things to get you to take our book and make it for kids. What finally worked? Tell everybody what we did.
Well, one weekend it was just me and my moms, and then we stayed home. And they read me their book, and they said, how would you say this for a kid to understand?
Mm-hmm. And then as you spoke, what did I do?
You wrote it down on giant pieces of paper and then stuck it onto our wall.
That's right. And then what did we do? We sorted it, right?
Yeah.
And we sorted it out, and we figured out what order we wanted to put it in. And then tell them about the photo session we did.
Yeah, we had to have a photo session.
And what was it? What did you have to do?
We had to take pictures for the book of, like, someone being stressed or somebody drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a great journey. It was a great experience for such a young person to go through. Mm-hmm. And it's true. We basically, ultimately, after trying different things, we finally decided we just need a weekend just focused on that. We got, I think the twins went with Grandma and Papa, and it was just Kai and his two mommies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. You know, we did the storyboard.
And we came up with the pictures we wanted to use, right?
That's right.
I think one of my favorite pictures that you came up with was the picture regarding getting rest. And you had come up with the idea of using, like, our phone, our iPod, or our phone that needs to be charged every night. You wanted to use that analogy, which I thought was very clever. And so we took all of these wonderful ideas out of your head, and we were able to put it into a book.
That's right. Yeah. So Kainoa, I just want to know, how does it feel to be 11 years old and have published your first book? How does that feel?
I don't know. It just kind of feels the same, except I have another thing added onto my life.
Very good.
Another thing to put on your resume.
Well, he had his first official book signing last night.
That's right.
So the theater where he does a lot of shows, Spotlight Youth Theater, was nice enough to host him at their big fundraiser for the year. Mm-hmm. And he signed a bunch of books, and all the proceeds went back to the theater, which was nice. And we got to talk to a lot of kids about good health and eating and all that. We had a lot of kids coming up to the table, like, really proud of Kai and wanting to get his book. So that was awesome.
That's right. And, you know, I've told Kai, I've been counseling him and telling him that I think that we are going to reach out to more people through him, okay? Because he will be reaching out to kids. And I think that parents are going to be excited that, wow, there's a kid that has written this book and is trying to teach other kids how to eat healthy. I think parents will themselves gravitate to Kai even more than to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, last night, a lot of the parents that came up to the table with their kids were just really excited. So mm-hmm. I really think that you're going to end up, that Kai, you're going to end up actually reaching out to more people, and especially more adults in addition to kids than we will. So I think it's a great thing. I think that there's a lot of potential with what you're doing here.
Kai, tell everybody about YouTube. Tell everybody the ongoing piece to your book.
We have created a YouTube channel. So if you read the book and you just can't stop... if you're addicted learning. To Generation Kai, we have a YouTube channel for you where you could go watch some videos about health and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And how many videos do you have out there right now?
I have three so far.
Three so far, and then we've got one pending that we need to post this weekend, yeah.
But if you also want to get into my personal life, I suggest you go subscribe to Kai the Spy. Let's get 200 subscribers.
Kai's goal is to be a major YouTuber, both for Kai the Spy and Generation Kai. He wants subscribers, so get out there, Kai the Spy. If you go to kaithespy.me, it'll pull up his YouTube channel for personal stuff. And if you go to generationkai.com/YouTube, you can see his YouTube channel for Generation Kai, all the health type stuff and teaching of kids. Let's see, what else, Kai? So tell me, what in the book were people most interested in last night? Tell me about what the kids were asking most about.
Probably the food.
Oh, they saw the food pyramid that's in there. What were they asking?
They're like, so do I really have to eat this daily? Or like, so tell me about food. And just like.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think there's a lot of kids out there wondering about food. I think, you know, hopefully the book can guide them a little bit with regard to all of that.
Yeah, you know, I wanted just to talk a little bit about yesterday we had some interesting conversations with some of the people that were coming up, some of the parents. You know, one mother in particular who came up with her little girl, and I'm not sure how old she is. Maybe she's six or seven. But the mom was telling us how when she was younger, how they had told her, you know, they were really focused on wanting to get the artificial colors out of the diet, and how the little girl, how this impressed her to the point of pulling out all colors out of her diet, including colored vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And fruit.
And fruit.
Like she didn't want to eat blueberries and strawberries because they had color.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's amazing how children are so impressionable. Mm-hmm. I think I was most impressed by the conversation this little girl was having with us. Mm-hmm. about, you know, diet and about certain...
In her garden.
Yeah, I was really impressed.
And she was eight.
Is that what she is? Yeah. Okay, eight.
Yeah. I think there's just such a need for this.
There is such a need. And you know, I was seeing a patient on Wednesday. And one of the conversations we were having, you know, this patient has been through a lot over the past year because of cancer, and she's been getting chemo. And so we were talking about diet. She's been losing weight and just kind of trying to, you know, find ways to get some weight on her in a healthy way. And we were talking about, you know, she was asking me, well, how can I get protein? How can I get protein on, you know, in a healthy way? And I was telling her, I said, do you know that greens have proteins? And she was like, what? So I told her, I said, yes. I said, broccoli, for example, is a great source of protein. I mean, there are people out there that are vegetarian, that are vegan. There are people out there that are vegetarian or vegan that work out and bulking up just on a complete plant-based diet. So it just made me realize there is so much to teach. little things that we take for granted, little things that we just figure, oh, everybody knows. You know what? Even if they know it or knew it at one time, we can all use reminders. And there is a lot of stuff that people don't know. I mean, there's stuff that we're learning every single day.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I just wanted to tell everyone how to get Kai's book. First of all, we're having a book signing for him at the office.
Yes.
It's going to be Tuesday, October 10th, mm-hmm. So mark your calendars. It's going to be from 4 o'clock until into the evening. It's kind of an open house style, so just stop by anytime. You can get a book, get it signed by Kai and Dr. Cruz. Also, if you can't make the book signing, you can always go to GenerationKai.com and get the book through there. You can get it on Amazon. You can just straight up go to Amazon and type in Digest This Now for Kids, because that's the title of the book, and you'll be able to find it there. Or you can go to our website at drlizcruz.com, and we have the book out there. There's a ton of ways to get the book, so there's no excuse for not getting the book. Anything else, Kai, that you want to add about this experience of writing a book?
No.
Would you encourage other kids to write books?
Yeah.
Why do you think other kids should write books?
Because it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. What part of it was fun?
Writing it.
Wasn't it working with their mommies?
What about seeing it all done?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I think it's cool. It's a cool book you wrote, son. Yeah. It's a beautiful book. It's a very easy, quick read, lots of pictures, and you know what? It's great for kids and adults.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Kainoa, for being on this podcast with us. And
you're welcome.
And we'll look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.